This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation.
Welcome back to the show, Nirvana Sisters family. It's Amy and Katie, and we are here today to do a quickie episode with Jen Silverman, who was on our show back in episode 16. And for those of you who did not listen to that episode, you should. It's called No Label is the Best Label. But Jen Silverman is a holistic nutritionist. She's an expert in nutrition and intuitive eating. And we thought it would be fun to do a quickie episode with her just to talk about some stuff for this summer as we're getting ready. The warm weather's coming out. It's spring, summer soon. What do we need to know? What are the tips? What are the snacks? What are all the things from the fabulous Jen? So welcome back to the show. We're so glad you're back with us. We missed you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
So starting off with our Nirvana of the week, I'm going to flip it to Katie to tell us, what was your Nirvana this week, Katie?
Well, thanks, Amy. Hi, Jen. So excited to have you. Let's see. My Nirvana of the week happened yesterday. I had the whole day in the city like a big girl without the kids and without the, you know, the like running around school pickups and all of that stuff. So it was kind of fun. It was the first time since we've lived in Connecticut that I've done that, where I've gone in for the entire day, just myself doing my thing. And then I had dinner with a great friend that I hadn't seen in years. So that was it. It's like, I don't know. It's just fun to kind of step outside of your normal life and do something different like that. That was my old life. You know what I mean? Who I was
nice
before.
Self-care day too, just to have time to yourself.
Yeah, 100%. Like I wasn't necessarily working. I had some pampering and some shopping and it was great. It was fun. What about you, Amy?
Nice. I have a little Nirvana from this morning. So our puppy Sky, who I constantly talk about on the show, she's 8 months now and she's still crazy, but she's getting a little bit more mellow and she jumped in bed this morning with me and we were spooning and it was so yummy. And she's so big now. So like our whole body was like against me and we were just like cuddling. You know, granted it was for like a minute until she like wanted to do something else, but it was so sweet because she never really does that. So I loved it.
That's very
what
sweet.
What about you, Jen?
My birthday was last week.
Happy birthday.
So I would say, I just feel like, and I know it's sad that it only happens around your birthday, or not sad, but I just have felt really loved in general lately. I had, you know, dinner with my college friends and I got to be with my parents and my mom made me dinner. I always laugh because I feel like when I was little, I always wanted to go out to dinner. And now that I'm older and I can pay for my own dinner, I'm like, can you just cook me dinner? I want someone to cook me dinner. So I don't know. I felt like I had a really special week just with a lot of celebrations and seeing people I don't get to see as much. And I'm glad that even that was the reason, but that it brought us together.
That's so nice. Sweet. Yeah.
Happy belated.
Wonderful. Thank you. 22, right? Can you believe it?
Right.
Exactly.
23, actually. I really just have lying to people.
It's all a state of mind. Okay, so let's get into it. So summer's coming up. What do we need to know? Like, give us some quick things that you're thinking about for kind of, well, you're already in shape, but like, you know, getting in shape and getting prepped for the summer.
So my favorite part about the summer is that you can eat fresh foods. And I should not imply that you don't eat fresh foods year round, but you've probably heard, you know, the term eating seasonally. And generally, this when someone is telling you to eat seasonally, they mean like there are certain fruits and vegetables that are in season, winter, spring, summer, or fall, right? So if you're getting strawberries in the summer, they are that much more delicious than if you're getting them in the winter because you're getting them from somewhere else, right? So when they're picked, you know, in California, you're kind of waiting and that nutrient density and even the taste is kind of all being depleted as it finally gets to you in Maryland or here on the East Coast. So That is all very true. And I love eating seasonally, but what I mean by eating seasonally, and I think it's what's overlooked a lot, is that in the wintertime, especially, you're eating more warming foods, right? Like you're eating like soups and stews and broths and things like that. And naturally we crave those, and you actually should like really lean into that. But in the summer, everything's fresh and delicious, and you have salads and juices and fresh fruit, and like it actually tastes really good versus like you're kind of like, okay, this is fine. So I would say, like, from a food standpoint, number one, like leaning into summer, it's amazing because everything's now seasonal and delicious, and we can eat salad without being depressed, wishing we were eating something warmer, in my personal opinion, at least.
That's so true. I definitely 100% do that. In the warmer months, I want the cold, crispy, crunchy salad, the fresh veggies. And then when it gets cold, I crave the warmer stuff. I feel like I should really be eating a salad because it's so much better for me. Why am I not eating this salad? I don't want it because I'm freezing. My body's cold. It needs to be warmed up. And B, it's just not as like crispy and crunchy and fresh as it should be. So that's a really great tip. I love that one.
Thank you. Nice. I feel like people never think of that. Don't think about it from that side, which is
Agreed.
From a workout standpoint, I mean, get outside. Like, there is nothing better than like fresh air and like not staring at a screen, and that's not to say that there aren't wonderful at-home workouts, or if you are comfortable going into a gym or into a fitness class, that those aren't beneficial, but there's just something about being outside. I think the term that I heard somebody use is called nature bathing, and it's literally
forest bathing.
What is it?
Nature bathing or forest bathing? I've heard both.
I think they're both like actual things, but nature bathing in general, just having that, even if it's like walking outside versus on a treadmill, like, yeah, your calorie burn isn't going to be different, but let's be honest, like, I really hope that you and everyone listening to this is not working out for the calorie burn. Like, I hope that they're working out for all of the other benefits of exercise. So, I mean, that alone, just whether it's a walk, a bike ride, your gardening, I mean, I plant a garden. I'm doing it it's my Mother's Day gift every year. I shouldn't say every year. It's the second year in a row because I used to live in a city and I didn't have a garden. But we're going on year two where we're planting my garden. That is also something that I love about like coming into summer and spring and stuff like that.
That's funny that you plant a garden. I actually, my mom and I on Mother's Day usually do that too. We go to the store and we get all the flowers and we plant all the annuals for the spring and summer.
Are you going to do vegetables and like herbs and stuff?
You know, I haven't gotten into that territory. I would like to. Actually, Katie and I have talked about having someone on the show to like tell people how to do it because we don't know how to do it or to do it where they actually grow and like animals don't eat them. Like the whole thing seems very intimidating to me. But in theory, I would love to do it.
You should ask my mom. The advice I will give you now in year two. But I was, when I was younger, my mom did one every year. So I do know a little bit. You do things, eat like tomatoes, cucumbers, squash. They grow like weeds, like in a wonderful way. Like it's simple. You won't feel like you're failing. You literally water them once a day. No big deal. Put them in a sunny spot, not too sunny. The tomatoes need that like a cage because they grow up. The rest of them don't, and they're fine as is. I had, because we moved into a new home, I had like the landscaper when we were doing our landscaping, like put in boxes for me. So it was proper, but you don't need that. That's just me being fancy. Herbs and spices, separate container because they not like cross-contaminate, but it's hard to contain them. Like mint I'm still growing mint from last May. And I'm picking it. Like it's crazy. I wish that I never planted it. And I'm really upset about it. Not that I don't love mint, but it's like overtaking my yard. but it's not that hard. I think a lot of people definitely, it's a daunting task, but it's not that challenging.
So cucumber, you just like put it in the ground and like
tomato, like go to Home Depot, like really, they have organic and regular, like you can choose which one. And you buy the pot itself and you buy like the planter soil and they'll tell you, like I walked in there and I'm like, this is my first time doing a garden. And my mom's like, we know what to get. Don't worry. And there's different planter soils. There's the organic one. There's regular one, it's one of those things that I would recommend going at like a higher price point, because if it's a lower price point, not only is the soil it's a bit thicker and chunkier and you want it to be more smooth, but it's also that there'll be other things mixed into it. This is going to be a gross comparison, but it's almost like meat. Like if you buy good meat, like, you're eating meat versus if you're buying
right
like something else, you're like, what's in this? There? Crab cake is right. A better example. It's like real crab versus breading, but I digress. Yeah.
Okay. You've inspired me. I need to try it. Well, do animals get into it?
No, but I have a fence in my yard around my
house. Yeah, I do too, but okay. All right.
The other thing also, I have read a lot of studies about like actually having your hands in the dirt and how gardening mm-hmm. is really grounding. Good. It's good for you. It's grounding. Mm-hmm. It's good for the soul. And there's like good bacteria in there that it's okay if it yes. makes its way into your system and all of this stuff. So yeah, it's
probiotic.
What's that?
Probiotics. Specifically probiotic. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, I love that 100% one.
Right. That's also a holistic functional practice. Going outside barefoot. So my daughter refuses to wear shoes and is people constantly make comments. And I'm like, listen, she's grounding. This is a practice, but it is like, it's part of a grounding meditation process for a lot of people.
I've heard that you should, go outside with no shoes on and like it grounding. I keep hearing about that. And it's funny cause I do like to be outside with my shoes off and I didn't know it was like a thing. And Jackson, my older son, also walks around all the time with no shoes on outside and same. And I'm like, that's good. He's getting the earth. He's feeling it.
You can join the compound because we're total hippies and we're going to go join.
Yeah. We'll start the movement. I love it.
Nice.
I also was just listening. I put it on Instagram this week, but I don't know if you listen to the podcast, the Huberman Lab.
I do. Dr. Huberman. I'm obsessed with him.
Obsessed. He's unbelievable. But he was on the Skinny Confidential this week and I listened to both of those and he was talking about so many different amazing practices. There's a part one and part two and I'm just in the middle of part two. It's so good. But he was saying also a good thing to do in the morning is to go outside, no sunglasses, nothing, and just like be outside and let the light hit your eyes for like 10 or 15 minutes. And it's sort of like that grounding thing. It like wakes up your body and it like sets your circadian rhythm and all this stuff. It was so interesting. But anyway, so yeah, I love that. Okay. Give us some, cause I'm a snacker, good snacks, easy snacks, healthy snacks that we can, you know, think about packing in our bags or grabbing on the go.
So you don't want me to just say fruits and vegetables.
Something else. Fruits and vegetables, yes. I mean, yes, you can grab a banana or an apple, but like anything new, things we grab now are like fruits, veggies, nuts, but like.
Okay. Beans. I'm really into beans. So it's a blue package. I want to say it's called the O Bean on Amazon and it's edamame. It's just dry roasted edamame, but it's like 11 grams of protein. I want to say 80, 90 calories. There's some fiber in it and it's a blue package. And I used to give it to my kids for their lunches. And then now I'm like, I'm bringing these to sporting events because you guys make me sit here for 6 hours. But they're absolutely delicious. And Amazon has them in like the single servings. I'm also really into Brahmi right now, which neither of these are like new for the record. They're just,
I know that brand.
So Brami and it's lupini beans also, but these are not dry roasted. So the edamame one, they're crunchy, like they add texture. I'll throw them on a salad if I'm not eating them plain because they're delicious. Whereas the Brahmi, you actually could also throw in a salad, but they're
big beans, right? Like the big white beans fava beans.
They're lupini beans, I think.
Lupini beans.
But fava beans is also a good one. But the Brahmi has single serving ones also, and they have different flavors. So I'm really into them. They don't require refrigeration and you can eat the container. Like it's, you know, it's probably this big, the packet itself.
That's good. That's a good size.
Another crunchy, I mean, I'm still into Snacklins and Snacklin has a salt and vinegar right now.
I know. I saw that on your feed and I need to get those because I love Snacklins and I haven't had them in a while. Is those
that
so yummy?
Is that the, what is that? Yuca. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're like really light and crunchy and so yummy.
One of my clients compared it to a vegan pork rind. I've never had a pork rind because I grew up.
It is like that.
But it looks a bit like that. But they're very fluffy. And what are those? Did you see those water? Have you seen the water lily puffy things?
Yes, I tried those. I've probably tried every snack known to man.
I have clients that are into them. I personally, I'm not sure if I've ever tried them. I should though. I mean,
they're good. They're a little like sweeter. I like the snack ones better, but they're good. It's good to have a variety of things. And those beans, I've had before, but I had like a bigger bag and I ate too many of them and I didn't feel well. So I was like, I'm going to get the snack bags. I'm not like overdosing on them.
Yeah.
Jen, what's your position on like these healthy popcorn brands, like the 100 calorie pack skinny pop popcorn? I mean, are you pro corn, anti corn? Like, what's your thing? Just curious.
You know, I'm actually okay with corn. I feel like the issue with corn in this country is more so like that it's what it's fed to cows, and almost kind of going back to the beginning of our conversation, it's not only corn, there's like candy in it and like all of this crap. And then when I'm a meat eater, like I'm not an exclusive carnivore, but I eat meat. And then if I am eating that, you know, I believe we are not you are what you eat, but you eat what you ate. I don't know. Does that make sense? Like if my cow is eating grass and then I'm eating the meat from the cow.
Oh yeah. You're eating what? Yes. Yeah. I totally get what you're saying. It's like the chain.
Yes. The chain.
Yeah.
So to me, the grossness of corn is that it is in cow feed, but there's so much other crap mixed into it. But like I eat corn on the cob. I eat, what are those? This is actually a good snack. Those like big, they're like corn things from Whole Foods.
The corn kernel, like the crunchy. Crunchy.
And those are delicious. I love adding things like for texture, like into salads and stuff like that. Like that is adds a great pop of. So to go back to your question, I'm not anti-corn. I've had the Lesser Evil popcorn before. That one's delicious.
That's the one you had at my house, Katie, recently. Yeah, the one that you liked. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Smart Pop puts anything in their stuff. I mean, I have like a bit of a negative association with anything that's like 100 calorie packs, just because I don't know. There's like a psychological piece to it. But I also think it's really beneficial because quite honestly, we eat what's put in front of us. Like, at every age. I mean, I see it even with my children. I can give them a bag that's this big or a bag that's this big, and they think they need to eat most, if not all of it. So there's something really beneficial about the single serving, despite the fact that it's not really good for our environment.
But that's so true. And to your point, the chain of like you're eating what you ate had for breakfast, it's very true because I have an egg intolerance, and I was told, find chickens that are not fed soy because I'm highly intolerant to soy because a lot of them are given soy feed. And so it's like, it's not the egg that's bothering me. It's the soy that the chicken ate that's in the egg that's bothering me. So yeah.
This is not along exactly like that, but I was actually having a conversation with the friend who she was saying she can't drink wine anymore. And she's like, why can't I drink wine? And I'm like, I bet you there's sulfates in your wine, and there's sulfates in all wine. And you can buy organic wine and it's lower in sulfates, but you know that they have filters now. You can buy single filters. You literally throw them in your glass of wine and you can enjoy your wine without getting the headache and feeling
really.
That's interesting.
So yeah, I drink usual wine, which is an organic wine, single serve. And supposedly there's much lower sugar in it and no sulfites, or maybe it's just low sulfites. I don't know, but I want to try those discs. I haven't heard of that. That's cool.
Yeah. They're like, they come in like a silver package and they're just like a filter and it filters them out. Cause it's almost, if you're buying organic wine, it is definitely better than non-organic wine, but it's similar to, and I feel like I'm always using comparisons, but coffee. If you have decaf coffee, there's still a little caffeine in it. Not much.
Right.
There's still a little bit in it. And that's my assumption, is it's pretty comparable from a wine perspective. If you're having organic wine, it's still going to have some sulfates, just a lot less. But the lower sugar, I mean, that's huge. Like if you, I don't know if how much, if you're a wine person or not, or how you've even gotten this direction, but I think summer wine, it makes sense.
Yeah. Rosé.
You sleep poorly. You're sleeping more, basically it's the sugar, because the sugar is waking you up, because your blood sugar's spiking, dropping, and then that's what's waking you up in the middle of the night, the sugar in the wine. So I would actually imagine from that aspect as well, the organic wine would be really helpful.
So on that topic of cocktails and drinking in the summer, because we tend to be out more and drink more and all that, what's your go-to for like low sugar, like as clean as you can get cocktails?
I got this. Tequila, soda water, and 3 limes. Ooh. I should tell you, if you're nervous to go really like to, I would, to ease into it, I would say a splash of grapefruit juice, but ideally like fresh grapefruit juice, because that also cuts it really well with like the sourness.
I love grapefruit juice. And what kind of tequila do you like?
If I'm being a snob, I'll go like Clase Azul, but that should not be mixed with soda water. I actually did it once and was yelled at.
Oh.
I would go like Casamigos. I'm not like Casamigos Reposado probably.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
It sounds good. I'm a wine drinker, and I do I have read that wine and white wine and champagne are lower in sugar than a lot of other, you know, alcohol options. So I feel like if you can't do the hard stuff, the tequila, then I think actually champagne is the least amount of sugar. I think I've read that the really dry champagne.
Yeah, the really dry one, I would say. Not like a Prosecco.
Yeah, right.
But a dry one.
But of course, we love Prosecco.
I'm not going to say no to champagne, though, either.
Every day is a celebration. Right. I would say if you want to pace yourself, I would make it into like a spritzer, though. Like I've done that before. If I'm going, like, for example, I told you I have a winery visit tomorrow. My plan is to get the wine with soda water to cut it so that it's more of a spritzer and that I can, you know, I can last longer and be cool.
Very smart. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I love it. And you know what? It's also really refreshing in the summer by the pool outside, a white wine spritzer. Yeah. It's yummy.
Yeah.
But put a little fruit in there.
Yeah.
You kind of ruined it with the fruit. I'm just kidding.
The sugar.
Sweet. Like they are. They're really, I mean, they add so many calories. I think we've talked about this. Maybe I have a client, a man who he lost like 11 pounds in a month. And the only change he made was he gave up alcohol. Like, he's like, I just want to see. And he's just, and I'm like, that's insane. Like he was still eating everything that he loved. And it's just crazy. Like how it creeps up and you don't even realize.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also a man.
And I was going to say the exact same thing.
Like if I cut out alcohol for a month, I probably would lose like half a pound. I mean, let's be honest, but I was actually going to give one fun hack, which I did like. I remember I read about this years ago and I haven't done it in a while, but you just reminded me with the champagne and the spritzer. If you take blueberries, raspberries, and put them in the freezer, they become like ice cubes, and then you can put them in your spritzer or water or whatever, and they're yummy. So
you're now reminding me, that's a great tip. Thank you. You're reminding me of last summer. My kids love watermelon. I always buy watermelon. And we can eat like, I mean, a half a watermelon in a day in our house. I took the leftover cause it was like 2 or 3 days in. I was worried it was going to turn, froze the watermelon. Then I took it and put it in a blender with like fresh limes and made it wasn't a sorbet texture. It was more like an icy texture, like a slurpy texture. I mean, I've never had a slurpee. I have in mine. I've had a slurpee. I'm a nutritionist. But yeah, so it was like a watermelon slurpee. It was literally just like lime juice and the watermelon. But because it was frozen, it was that beautiful texture. But I should and had every intention of trying to put alcohol in that because I think that would also be delicious.
Ooh, that sounds so good. And how did you freeze the watermelon? Like in just like little balls?
Yeah. I don't even have a pretty ball thing. It was like, I cubed the watermelons for my kids anyway. So I had it like in a glass Tupperware thing and then I put it in my freezer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that. That sounds so good. Yes. And you could mix in a little vodka or tequila. Yeah, sounds amazing.
I have to try it and I will let you know when I do.
Okay.
I will invite you over.
I love it.
What about, I have a question for the next recommendation. Do you have any like detox teas? I mean, you see people that are making these things with the ginger and the turmeric. Like what's your jam on that? Do you have something?
I do. So it's funny because again, you're like, every word is really triggering for you, Jen. You're very picky. I hate the word detox. Like our liver's job is to detox, right? Like we don't need to go on a detox. Like we have an entire organ that does that for us. That said, and this is more of a not, I feel puffy, although I think it would benefit because it's anti-inflammatory and will lower inflammation in your body, which is generally can manifest as just essentially puffiness in your skin. But I actually more take it if I'm not feeling great for an immune boost. So what I do is hot water, fresh ginger, so fresh grated ginger, a little bit of honey because honey is antimicrobial, a half juice from half of a lemon, and then Ceylon cinnamon.
Ceylon. What's Ceylon cinnamon?
So there's cassia cinnamon and Ceylon. Ceylon is C-E-Y-L-O-N. That's just the one that's, I mean, I should say supposedly, because the science of nutrition is just so interesting. And I feel like there's always new articles. Like I'm literally always on PubMed and I'm like, da, 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 like finding, and you can, which is really sad, probably find any, you could find a study that will prove anything you want at this point, if I'm being perfectly honest. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but Ceylon cinnamon is supposedly the one that is actually anti-inflammatory versus the cassia cinnamon, which I think is not as, I wouldn't say not as, it's not the word not as fresh, but not, doesn't have the same properties. So Ceylon cinnamon is, as you can imagine, a higher price point. It's almost like the Manuka honey thing versus like regular honey.
Right.
Where do you find it? At the store, you, yeah, I was going to say, like, if you just pick up cinnamon, how would you know what kind it is?
If you pick up regular cinnamon, assume that it's not Ceylon. Okay. But like Whole Foods, like what's the brand? If Frontier, it's like a black label, the Frontier, like that, they have a Ceylon. It'll say Ceylon cinnamon.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So we got some really good tips. There is probably a million more, but we're going to go to Katie because she's got some summer products she wants to tell us about. So I'm excited to hear them.
Yeah. So I am super excited to share these because they're like game changers for me. And I just discovered them recently and I'm obsessed. Well, Amy knows one of them. One is the Saqqara Metabolism Super Powder. I just started using it recently and it definitely is all that it's hacked up to be. Like it helps with bloat. It helps with digestion. It helps with puffiness. It also gives me energy and kind of like helps with mental clarity as well. It's super yummy. And I just think it's great for going into summer because I know Jen doesn't like the word detox, but it kind of feels a little bit like that. And also like, it just kind of like speeds up your metabolism, which is what it says it's supposed to do, which helps, you know, flatten the tummy and things like that. So I really love it. It's a huge bag. You can get a 30 serving pouch, for $90, a little steep, but I use like half of the scoop every time I use it. What do you think about it, Jen?
I have a question. I want you to read me the ingredients.
Okay. Reading. I would love to. Yeah.
And just while she's getting that out, I've used this metabolism powder. I used it a while ago and I used it for a little while and I put it in my coffee and I think it was fine. For me, I didn't really notice that much of a difference. And it was funny when Katie was getting it, she asked me and I was like, eh, for me, it was okay. Like it wasn't bad, but I didn't notice a major difference, but Katie has noticed the difference, which is great. So I think it just works maybe for some people and not for others.
Yeah, I think so too. The ingredients are raw cacao powder, coconut milk powder, L-glutamine, horsetail extract, kelp extract, Genima sylvestra extract, coconut sugar. It's a 1% blend of stevia and lohao gao extract.
Yeah. That's from traditional Chinese medicine. That's an herb that's commonly used in TMC.
Okay. And then the last, in TMC, which is bad. And is
no,
that
no, no, traditional Chinese medicine.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused with something else.
TCM.
I got confused with something else.
That is a very common herb in traditional Chinese medicine. That is
okay. Wow. And then the last one is black pepper fruit extract. So I think it's pretty clean. Saqqara is a clean brand.
It's the L-glutamine that's giving you the metabolic effect.
Okay.
And the others are probably to make it palatable, but also like ingredients that aren't going to hurt you.
Yeah. And they said that I think it's the horsetail extract that kind of helps with like helping you with bloat and puffiness, kind of getting rid of like extra water weight and things like that. But yeah, so I love that one. All right. Here's the next one. It is. It's a red bag. Yep, exactly. I'm sure you've seen it all over social media. All right, so get ready to have your mind blown.
Whoa.
There's this new tool that I have been wanting to get for years, but it was so expensive 3 years ago. I was like, all right, this isn't in my future. It is, I think, just more available to the public now, so the price is more palatable. It's called the Lumen Metabolism Hack or Hacker.
So
it's,
what?
It's I definitely thought you were going to say the Jade Roller. I'm not going to lie.
It's not.
Oh, we're well past Jade Rollers. Yeah. Come on.
All right. So this is it. And what it does is it measures your CO2 output that tells you if you are burning fats or carbs. You blow what? Into it. And the reason why I know that this is legit, years ago when I first started with my autoimmune stuff, my husband and I didn't know what was going on. We went to this very like intense clinic in New Jersey with legitimate doctors and all of the tests and everything. They run everything under the sun. And one of the first things they had me do was blow into a device to see what the strength of my metabolism was. I think it was like my like resting metabolic rate or something like that.
Yeah.
So that is so that is via checking your CO2 output. And that's exactly what this does. So I blow into this, it's connected to my phone and it tells me what I'm burning. And then it gives me a plan for the day. Should I eat some more carbs today? Should I stay away from the carbs? And the
whole point
is to get you to what they call metabolic flexibility. And it's where, and Jen knows, all right, Jen just perked up. You know what
never
that
means. Never
heard of that. I have metabolic flexibility.
I bet you do. You
I would like that. I definitely don't have it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm working towards. And that's where your body... Jen, help us understand what that is.
Oh, that literally means what you think it means, which is that your body can metabolize all of the macronutrients, so fat, protein, and carbs. So what happens is with diet plans, like if you went on keto, for example, you're only eating fats. So your body, and this is actually harder to explain than I thought. There's 9 calories in 1 gram of fat. There's 4 calories in 1 gram of protein and carbs. So the concept behind keto, not to get too into it, is like if you are fat fueled and you're only eating high amounts of fats and you're limiting, like severely limiting, like under 10% your carbs and proteins, then your body's living off of ketones, but you need to eat a lot less because there's so many more calories in that. Like that's why
intermittent
fasting works, right? Like if there's 9 calories in 1 gram of fat, you can eat a lot fewer, like more than half the amount than if you were fueled by carbs and proteins. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And also, go ahead.
No, continue. I was just going to say, metabolic flexibility means that your body can digest all of those versus like you having to go on some specific diet plan where like your body really only knows how to digest one of those macros because
And also I read as well that when you like stop eating carbs, you stop making these enzymes that help you break them down and all of that. And Amy, I don't know if you remember, years ago before we knew better, Amy and I were like really into keto for a while. And then when we tried to come off of it, it was crazy. It's like we couldn't eat a carb without feeling like we were going to put on 5 pounds. And I think it's exactly that. Do you remember that? You said, I feel like this screwed my body up and I can't even eat a piece of bread anymore. So
that would be the piece of bread and I gained like 3 pounds.
Yeah. That's like exactly what the opposite of metabolic flexibility is. So this is a tool that you use to basically collect data and you have to be engaged. You check it multiple times throughout the day and eventually using the data properly and applying it to daily life, it should get you to metabolic flexibility. So I'm all about like, you know, give me the data. Yeah. I'm a biohacker. No, I love it.
That's so cool. Wait, so explain how it works. So you blow in it and then what's the output? What does it say?
In an app, in my phone, it's Bluetoothed and it tells you, it's like a little scale. 1 is you're burning fat, 5 is you're burning carbs, and then there's in-betweens. And the goal is to you know, like wake up at a 1 so you know that you were burning fat through the night. This morning I woke up at a 5 because I had pasta and wine last night. So, you know, that makes sense. But yeah, I'm still learning it. I've had it for a week and it is complicated. It does take commitment, but
it's interesting.
It's a very cool tool.
Cause I think it's hard to know. Like I have no idea. You don't really know how your body is working unless you're super in tune. So that can really help to guide because I don't like, you're right. Like sometimes you eat something, you feel a certain way and like,
I will interject and tell you that your body will always choose to burn carbs first. Always.
Right.
Like that's why when you're running, if you're running a marathon or something, like our bodies are smart. They know that as a quick source of energy. That's why every 4 to 5 mile marker, if you're doing a race, they're going to have gummies and things that hit your bloodstream really quickly. Those are carbs. Like sugar is literally the most accessible, digestible form of carbohydrate. It's not so good for you because then your blood sugar is spiking and your cravings are all over the place. But your body will definitely choose to digest carbs. So it sounds like this is helping you know what to eat so that your body is like, okay, listen, we're not only digesting carbs, we got to like move on to the other stuff I'm consuming.
Yeah. And also the other thing too, is like, I'm in tune to my body, but just because I'm in tune to my body, I might crave carbs, but that doesn't mean my body needs carbs. There's other factors like hormones and things at play that could be making me crave carbs. So to have something tell me whether or not I really need them in that moment is a tool. That's a very useful tool.
Yeah.
So for this, what's it called?
Lumen.
No, but the flexibility, metabolic flexibility. That is what, when you can eat things without like gaining or losing weight, like you kind of stay the same.
And raising your blood sugar. So like if you were a diabetic, for example, and you were really obsessing over your blood sugar being in a healthy range, that would also be beneficial. So metabolic flexibility just means that no matter what you're eating, it's not going to affect not only your metabolism, but also your blood sugar and other like biometric factors.
Interesting. So by using a tool like that, you could see how you were that day and then kind of like base your meal plan essentially on that.
Exactly. And it gives you a meal plan, macros and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
It'll tell you what to eat.
Yes. Off of your score. It gives you a meal plan. Like,
oh, that's so cool.
The Illuminator?
The Lumen, Lumen. And for the listeners, we'll have it in the show notes. So I went, is this Jen Silverman approved? Are you into it?
Yeah, I'm very interested in it. I'm totally going to DM them and ask them to send me one for free so that I can post about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Genius. Maybe I need to do that.
Genius.
Too.
It's like, it's not super affordable, but it is.
How much is it?
I believe it was $2.99. And then you have a 4-month subscription to the app that does all the things, and then and pay another $2.99 to keep in that program. Or you can be like my goal, where I'm trying to really use it, learn it,
right?
Figure and out ways to like personally hack it into my life. Kind of
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really cool, and I definitely want to research that more. And Jen will circle back with us and give us her yay or nay on it, but it sounds pretty legit and very cool.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know you were a numbers nerd.
I am. I'm also like a research geek.
You're
like
a metrics person though. Like
you have metrics.
You wear Whoop.
What's up?
Oh, I just wear, like, was here listening. Yeah,
I need one of those. No,
that's the sleeping thing, right?
I know.
Well, there's the Aura ring and there's the Aura. The Whoop. And honestly, somebody gave me a Whoop and I don't want to activate it because I'm not like you in that regard, in that I don't want to wake up and see that my Whoop is at 10% recovery and then not like move my body because I'm like, oh, but I feel okay, but it's telling me that I shouldn't. Like, I would read too much into it. Like, I've had one since like Christmas time and I will not activate it. And everyone's like, why not?
And it tells you, what does it do? It measures your sleep and like
and
how well you.
Yeah. And, so it's not as much like how many hours, although we'll tell you that. It's more like your recovery. Cause you know, there's the sleep where you actually like get decent sleep, and then there's a sleep that you're restless and you're waking up and you're, you know, I don't know, I guess so REM sleep, but, and it tells you like calorie burn and output and,
Oh, I want one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep hearing about this and it's very interesting. Sometimes it's like ignorance is bliss. Cause you could get crazy with it, but Katie, like when I get like blood tests or different things at the doctors, I like give it to Katie. She's like my, metrics nurse. Like she'll be like, oh yeah, this, I'm like, oh, okay. Like I don't even pay attention half the time, but like, yeah.
I have the teeniest, tiniest wellness hack for like helping with bloat and a flat stomach that I think is great for summer. Right.
Tell us.
Okay.
Move. Yes.
Peppermint tea with lemon, but prior to that, the Trader Joe's no joke ginger shot. If I'm bloated, you know, gassy, whatever, I take this and then I drink peppermint tea with lemon. I'm doing it now and it helps get rid of all of that. So that's Trader Joe's organic no joke ginger shot. It's a blend of coconut water, ginger, lemon juice, and a little bit of cayenne pepper. And then I use Trader Joe's organic peppermint tea with some lemon slices. And it really helps with bloat.
Okay, that's good to know. Especially on a day after you've had pasta and wine. Sounds
exactly
like the right thing to
do.
She has a breathalyzer and she has everything.
I know. I'm like,
I'm imagining her pulling that out like in a public place.
I know.
Oh, she's totally.
It's, yeah.
Like,
no.
She's like literally probably going to be at a restaurant and be like, hold on, let me take my lumen. Okay. I can order salad or pasta. Let me see.
It's 100% the truth. And people think I'm vaping. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's so funny. That would be that's very funny.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to end with a quick this or that summer edition. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Blueberry or raspberries?
Raspberries. Twice as much fiber, by the way, as blueberries.
Oh, that's nice.
Didn't know that. Okay. Next one. Beach or mountains?
Beach. My heart belongs to the beach.
I feel you. Okay. Hot coffee or iced coffee?
Iced year round, which is not in line with what I said about.
Wow.
Season. I know.
But I would rather drink iced coffee year round and then have hot water to warm myself up in the winter after.
Okay. Okay. And last one, sweats or zhuzhed up?
Oh, sweats. I'm a natural beauty.
Yeah, yes, you I are.
Am. Yeah, I am. I'm not a, I don't look pretty zhuzhed up. Like I don't look, it looks weird. I got my makeup done once for a wedding and my David looked at me and he was like, you look like a tramp. Like he's like, you like, take it off. My hat, it
all off. Well, you are very naturally gorgeous. And so
I'm the first to tell you, I'm just kidding. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your this or that.
This was so much
summer edition.
I know,
and thank you for being on the show. This was so good. I love all these tips and tricks. We'll have to digest and put it all in the show notes because there's so many good things to get everybody ready for the spring and the summer and the rosés and the tequilas and the snacklins and whatever else we talked about. And don't forget your lumen.
Thing that one of us has got to make.
Oh, we all need to make this frozen watermelon situation and do some videos and like share them with each other.
Yeah, good idea.
Put them on Instagram. Okay. I love it. Thank you so much,
Jen.
Thanks for joining us and so good to see you.
Me too. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes, please subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.